This Wednesday, deputies in the lower house of parliament hold a no-confidence vote in the coalition government. The vote was called by the opposition Social Democrats, who are dissatisfied with the way the government is dealing with accusations of corruption against its deputy prime minister Yiri Chunek. But the chances of the opposition gaining enough votes to topple the ruling coalition are minimal, leaving the obvious question of why the vote has been called in the first place. In November last year, the news broke that Yiri Chunek, who's the leader of the Christian Democrats as well as Regional Development Minister and a Deputy Prime Minister, may have taken a bribe when he was the mayor of a small Moravian town 5 years ago. Mr. Chunek was stripped of his immunity and an official police investigation was launched against him in February. But just when the case was about to be taken up in court, the Supreme State Prosecutor had the prosecutor in charge replaced. Now, when and whether at all Mr. Chunek's case will go to court is up in the air. The opposition is outraged. It believes that Supreme State Prosecutor Renata Vesetska, who was appointed and could be dismissed by the Prime Minister, was under pressure from the government to interfere in Mr. Chunek's case. Ms. Vesetska denies the accusations, saying the prosecutor had to be dismissed because he made grave procedural errors. When government deputies last Friday refused to hold a special session at which the issue would be discussed, the Social Democrats called the no-confidence vote. The head of the party's deputies group, Michal Hašek.
In the name of all Social Democrat MPs, I ask Yiri Chunek to resign as member of government. If Mr. Chunek does not do so, we call on to the head of the government to, without delay, propose Mr. Chunek's dismissal to the president. If Prime Minister Topolánek fails to do so, I have enough signatures here on a request to the Speaker of the Lower House to call a special meeting at which a vote of no confidence will be held. We do not trust a government in which the Deputy Prime Minister is under investigation. It's a European disgrace. It's your disgrace.
But in order for the no-confidence vote to be passed, at least 101 of the 200 deputies in Parliament would have to support it. The two parties who will, the Social Democrats and the Communists, only have 98 seats in the lower house. Even if the two MPs who have recently left Social Democratic Party ranks did not raise their hands with the government, the opposition would need at least one vote from the ruling coalition. That's a scenario that is very unlikely to happen, and one that Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek has no illusions about. He says the result of Wednesday's vote is not as important as the discussion that will precede it. His party intends to point to all the alleged basic mistakes that the government has made, especially relating to the case against Mr. Chunek. Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek foresees that early elections will be held by June next year. If the government does not fall this week, it will fall either during the vote on its reform package or during the vote on next year's state budget, he says. I spoke to political commentator Jiří Pehe about the vote of no confidence, the ruling coalition's future, and why Mr. Chunek is still in his government posts.
Well, I think that on part of the Social Democrats, this is a smart move because this gives them an opportunity to call attention to the affair of Mr. Chunek, and certainly they will be able to voice some of their arguments during the debate. Above all, even if they lose this vote, they can definitely portray the ruling coalition as a coalition that, despite very serious charges against at least one of their members, will do anything to stay in power. So I think that for the Social Democrats, it is a situation which they cannot lose.
even though this is something that they'll be telling only politicians and not really the general public? The general public, whose votes parties are dependent on, won't be watching this discussion, and they actually aren't very impressed by such measures.
I think that the general public will basically follow just the general procedure. It means the vote of no confidence and the results, but it will also register the fact that this vote of no confidence is taking place because of Mr. Čunek, because of the way that the affair of Mr. Čunek has been handled by the ruling coalition, by police, and so on. So I think that from that point of view, the Social Democrats are in a very good position. And personally, I think that the best thing that the coalition could do is to somehow prompt Mr. Čunek's resignation, because that would be a preemptive move, and that would perhaps take some of the pressure off the ruling coalition.
That's actually one of the questions that many have been asking, why Mr. Čunek is still in all these posts, why he's not been dismissed yet or forced to resign yet. And of course, one of the logical answers, one of the most popular answers, I'd say, is that Prime Minister Topolánek just fears that he'll anger the Christian Democrats and that they'll leave the coalition with the Greens and his Civic Democrats.
I think that Mr. Topolánek really can't recall Mr. Čunek, can't force his resignation, simply because he knows that there are indeed some Christian Democrats who would probably decide to take the Christian Democratic Party out of the ruling coalition. And that would be not only the end of this coalition, but most likely, and that is perhaps the most important point, the end of Mr. Topolánek as well. Mr. Topolánek has gotten a chance to form two consecutive governments, and I don't think that President Klaus, who is known not to be his greatest supporter, would give him a third chance. So this would mean probably huge changes within the Civic Democratic Party as well. People like Mr. Bam, the mayor of Prague, the second man in the Civic Democratic Party, would probably take over and would probably try to form a grand coalition with the Social Democrats. So Mr. Topolánek's stakes are very high here, and he would he knows that if he makes any forceful move against Mr. Čunek, it may end not only Mr. Čunek's political career, but also his political career.
Now, the leader of the Social Democrats, Jiří Paroubek, says that if the government won't fall this Wednesday, it will fall at least during one of the two crucial votes that it's facing. One is the remaining votes on its reform package, and the other is the vote on next year's state budget. Do you agree with that, or do you think that there is something else that could be threatening the coalition?
Well, I think that this ruling coalition is very fragile in some ways, but at the same time, it has shown an extremely high level of cohesion. I think that one reason is that the stakes are indeed very high, and that all leaders in this ruling coalition, party leaders, know that their political futures could be threatened if this coalition ends. And therefore, they do their best to keep the coalition project going. And that said, I think that yes, the coalition may collapse during the vote of in the parliament on the reform package, or it can collapse during the budget vote. But it may also survive because there's a very high level of interest on part of all coalition leaders to keep the coalition together.
Political analyst Jiří Paroubek.